ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, June 20th, the president of the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center, the lovely and talented Lisa Blackburn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations, new president.
Thank you.
What's the first thing that's going to happen at the community center? First of all, we are going to take it over, right?
What do you mean, take it
over? The Halifax Daily News. That's going to be our new Beaver Bank bunker.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. State of the art, baby. And we also have to get some pretty cool acts. I hear Paul McCartney might be touring around. Sarah McLachlan. I could officially give her my curling trophy at the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center.
There, we'll have the ceremony there. I'm liking this already.
Are you going to have keys?
I have keys. Never, I've always had keys.
Never told me that.
No, because it's alarmed. It's got an automatic alarm.
Oh, so they give you the keys, but they don't tell you how to turn off the alarm?
Oh, I think they told me once, but I don't remember. I gotta find that out. Yeah, I guess.
Party. As soon as Lisa figures out the alarm, party at the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center. Yay! Anyway, welcome to Friday. This is the Halifax Daily News.
Lots of great stuff going on this weekend. The Multicultural Festival is going on, for one. Actually, they don't call it that anymore. It's now Multifest 30. And instead of just a weekend, they're doing an entire week-long celebrations. And, of course, all of the usual things, the music, the dance, the parades, the food from all over the world. And it's going to be at the seaport, the market there. Down on the seaport.
That market thing there.
Their market thing,
The Seaport Farmers Market.
Mm.
So where exactly is this? Is by Pier 22, right?
Yeah, down Pier 21. Along that whole area is where it is this year.
Oh, right in front of Pier 21.
Mm-hmm.
That area. Oh, okay,
yeah, just
cool.
That whole stretch. Started in 1984. Now, back then, they used to have it on the Dartmouth side of the waterfront.
I remember that well.
Yeah, it used to take over Alderney Landing there. That was a good spot for it, but I think...
In the parkade there.
The largest multicultural festival east of Montreal. So all kinds of performers coming in for this. And, of course, did I mention the food? That is always one of the big draws. And
Can I tell you a food story?
Oh, sure.
This is the Multicultural Festival in Dartmouth, mm-hmm. Alderney Landing.
Right.
I was the man in the van for mm-hmm. Sun FM,
okay,
and I was just about to do a report,
mm.
and I asked Karen Seaboyer, who was our promotions director at the time, I asked her to get me some kind of food that I could talk about it while I was on the air.
Yeah.
So we would do the reports for the radio station inside this van. We'd have to roll up all the windows and everything because it was just so loud outside. So we rolled it up, very, very hot day. And she handed me this thing. She goes, I got this from the Portuguese booth.
Okay.
It was a sardine sandwich. And I thought, okay, I can handle sardine sandwiches. No problem at all. Just about to go on the air. I bit into this thing. Bones, head, everything.
Oh, God.
Everything. Oh. Eyes in the head. Like the whole thing. In a bun. Like in a hot dog bun. So I bit into this thing. Right into the head.
Oh.
And it was bony and crunchy, and it was just horrible. And then the smell of sardine, and the eyes were still in it, and they were kind of gooping on my face. And she goes, okay, 10 seconds, you're about to go on the air. And I was about to blow chunks all over the inside of that van, that hot,
God.
Sweaty van. And I managed to do the report. Maybe it's a delicacy in Portugal,
mm-hmm.
but ask. Ask them first how you're supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't think just gnawing right into the head and popping the eyes with your eye teeth. Maybe that's why they call them eye teeth.
That's what they're there for.
I don't think that's really what they had in mind when they gave this to you. But who in their right mind would give you a hot dog bun full of fish with bones and head and eyes? There you go. It's our delicacy.
Enjoy.
Whoopa. That's my little memory of the Multicultural Festival on the Dartmouth side many years ago.
Well, if you want to experience that for yourself.
and don't you really?
www.multifest.ca for all the details.
And when you think sardines, you think of the little guys that come in the can.
Yeah.
This was a big old fish. I mean, it was like a trout. It was like, it filled up a hot dog bun.
Multifest.ca. Something else going on, too, continuing, is the Magnetic North, and this is Canada's only national theater festival. Now, its home base is in Ottawa, and then every second year they blast out to a different Canadian city.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's Halifax's
Oh, cool.
turn, and it's never been here before. So it continues until the 29th here in Halifax. All sorts of theater productions going on and stages right across the city, and they've got a website. website as well, magneticnorthfestival.ca, for a detailed look at all of the performances and what you can expect.
Terrific.
Now, I think this is something I'm going to take part in and do it as part of the Beaverbank Kinsack Community Center. The Sackville Community Development Association is having their Patriot Days garden party. Now, the Lieutenant Governor just had his garden party there last week in the piss-pouring rain, I might add. It was just horrendous. But this one's coming up on Sunday the 29th at Acadia Park. And actually, the Lieutenant Governor is going to be there. And this is the opportunity to give Sackville its award. Remember, we were telling you about the Community Spirit Award that Sackville Beaverbank area received? Well, they're going to be getting the hardware at the garden party. So all volunteers, all local volunteers are invited to attend and wear their organization's colors for the special honor. So, yeah, I think I might don
your gay apparel.
Don my gay
Beaverbank apparel. Your mom last night looked really hot in hers. Oh. I know. I told her that.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's her color.
It is. I said that. I called it turquoise. Is that the same thing? Is turquoise and teal the same thing?
Yeah, you're probably closer with the turquoise. I think teal is more of a greeny. I think that's more of a green. So I think you've got it right with the
turquoise.
Keep
washing it. It'll turn teal eventually, I'm sure.
Well, yesterday we were telling you about the veterinarians that were voting on the cat declawing. As was anticipated, they decided not to go with the full-on ban. It wasn't even close. It was something like 36-8.
Well, after you explained what that was all about, mm-hmm. I'm all for banning the whole thing. Why wouldn't they?
Well, you know what? Dr. Hugh Chisholm, he's the doctor that put forth the motion to begin with. He said, yeah, you know what? Veterinarians, they're very slow to change. They're very slow to accept change.
Well, if it's that big of an operation, like you said, having to take their knuckle right off, I'm sure it's pretty costly, too. I'm sure the veterinarians are making a little bit of money doing that.
Yes, it's certainly
that. A lot more than just cutting their nails.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of vets really discourage their patients from going down that route. And as Dr. Chisholm explained, a lot of times once you explain to the pet owners exactly what's involved, they back away on their own. And a lot of vets, they refuse to do it. I mean, you know, Dr. Ross Ainsley, he's been around since Christ was a cowboy, just celebrated 60 years practicing veterinary medicine here in Halifax. And he just recently banned them at his clinics around town. So
since Christ was a cowboy, you've said that as long as I've known you. Your dad says that all the time. And finally, I want to know right here in front of the ears of everybody, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
He was a carpenter, was he not? Like, what the hell?
Well,
since Christ was a cowboy, that's almost as, what's the other one? Lord Thundering Baby Jesus in an evening gown or something?
Lord...
You know you're going straight to hell.
Sweet baby Jesus in an evening gown.
Yeah, you see why I married her?
Got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Heads up, if you're planning on taking on the town on Canada Day, July 1st, Metro Transit has announced that all of its ferry service will be free on that day. Now they say, listen, in lieu of paying a fare, why don't you just bring us a donation to Feed Nova Scotia? So non-perishable food items or cash donations going to be accepted by Feed Nova Scotia staff and volunteers at the Woodside, Alderney, and Halifax ferry terminals. All right, now I promoted this on our Facebook page, the Halifax Daily News. Canadian provinces and what they would be like as high school kids. Alberta. Alberta's the ultra-popular kid with a massive house and all the latest video games and toys. He throws the kind of legendary parties that end up on YouTube.
All right.
Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
Nova Scotia's that girl who's gorgeous, neat, gets the top grades in every class, is involved in student politics, the choir, the drama club, and yearbook, captains several sports teams, and is just so nice, she'll probably be valedictorian.
Yeah, but the thing about Nova Scotia? She's got a history. And it's not necessarily a good history.
That's
either.
Right. Doesn't like to talk about it much.
Yeah, okay. Let me guess. What other? Saskatchewan, the kind of province that would drive you home if you're drunk. They had a good old buddy Saskatchewan.
Yeah, hey. You know what? Saskatchewan is Alberta's best bud and likes to spend his weekends recording himself doing tricks on his custom dirt bike.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. let me guess. BC.
Yes.
BC is the one who's always skipping classes and smoking dope and talking about peace and going into rallies and just disturbing shit.
British Columbia spends her lunch hour playing guitar on the quad or helping paint the diversity mural in the foyer.
Yeah,
she might go to Thailand after graduation, or maybe Bolivia, you know, somewhere where they have really cool people, you know.
Ontario's probably, that would be president of Students' Council.
Not necessarily. Ontario is that loudmouth jerk kid who nobody really likes, but who they hang out with anyway because he's pretty good at sports. Always seems to have a girlfriend, which nobody can figure out, and he likes to brag about how well off his parents are, but you've seen his dad drop him off at school, and come on, he drives a Toyota.
Rob Ford.
Exactly.
In school.
Prince Edward Island is the chunky, underdeveloped kid who has trouble growing facial hair, but secretly lifts weights in between classes, and is totally going to ask Nova Scotia to prom. Just you wait.
Newfoundland.
Ah, yes.
Oh, let me ask. The foreign exchange student. Can't speak English quite right, but is always fun and is great at parties, and the girls love him.
Well, not quite. With his red hair, twinkling eyes, and dimples, his air of wisdom and sensitivity, Newfoundland is destined for musical greatness. His impromptu cafeteria performances have caught the eye of Nova Scotia. They're going to be the couple of the summer. New Brunswick is that tough, scrappy kid from a poor family who you just know is going to make something of himself someday if he can just avoid doing time for assault. When his idea for a revolutionary new technology takes off, he's going to treat his mom, dad, and seven siblings to a week in the French Riviera. And finally, Quebec. Yes.
That's the foreign exchange student.
Quebec is that lean, sensitive guy who mopes around the quad, writing in his moleskin, and who you're pretty sure wears mascara. He was the first to experiment with bisexuality, the first to publicly declare his atheism. Occasionally, he storms at a class during discussion, declaring that this place is a fascist snake pit. But then the next day, there he is, calmly smoking his hand-rolled cigarettes outside the gym.
The origin of the phrase, since Christ was a cowboy, is unknown. A similar phrase is, since Hector was a pup.
Oh, okay.
It's a similar phrase, although less blasphemous, I must add. So nobody really knows, but people just started saying it.
Okay. Well, see, I picked that up from my good Catholic family, so.
There's an expression, since Christ left Chicago, variation on a theme, since Christ was a corporal. So I guess if I said, since Christ was a carpenter.
Well, see, I always thought that the cowboy thing predated the carpenter. I thought that was the whole crux of the saying.
Oh, I see. He was a cowboy back then.
He was a cowboy before he was a carpenter. I mean, that was the way I always thought of it.
It says it right here in the Bible.
That's right.
Christ was a cowboy. Riding the range, roping them doggies. Yeah.
Six shooter in his holster.
Yeah, there he is. No, doggies, not doggies. Dexter, calm down. All right, it's email time, and this one comes from Barb. Barb says, hey, Jamie, heard you talking about your shaving adventures and thought you might like to get one of those magnified mirrors installed in your bathroom next to your regular mirror. And I was talking about my progressive glasses, which, you know, magnify more at the bottom than on the top.
And the admission that you need to wear said glasses in order to shave in the first place.
But if I want to shave under my chin, I have to tilt my head back and everything all of a sudden enlarges and I get to look right inside my pores. My husband had the same problem, as he has to use reading glasses for most things and has contacts. He couldn't see to shave properly without using the reading glasses, and as they kept getting in the way, we put one of those double mirrors, which extends right from the wall. Makes his life easier. And mine. Okay, thanks, Barb.
Yeah.
Those things kind of frighten me, though. Do you remember the mirrors that you'd flip them around, and one had a magnified side, so you'd look and you'd go, oh, that's neat. Oh, there's a mirror on the other side. Let me just flip it around and... Our friend David Boyd wrote us a few times. One of the things he wrote was the actual link to the Access Cash Machine service manual. Remember we were talking about the
2 14-year-olds out in Winnipeg that downloaded or just Googled the manual for an ATM and then
it's right here.
It.
It is right here. You just you press the number one key and you keep that pressed. Ooh, okay. It really does. It tells you exactly what to do. But it also says the first thing that you have to do is change the password, which you were right is 123456.
Oh my God.
But the administrative password, I love this one,
yeah,
is 765432.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But it says you should change it. And if you don't change it, you will get a notice up there saying it has not been changed. So obviously there's a safety feature on this particular model that there wasn't on the model that the kids hacked into.
Wow.
But yeah. So if you hear about somebody trying to hack into one of these things, it's either one of our listeners or yours truly. I might be trying that over the weekend. Now, you all have homework this weekend, and that is to tell a friend about the podcast.
Okay.
That is how we are going to be spreading this. And I cannot tell you how cool it is to see how many people are actually downloading this podcast.
Mm.
And I think that's great. It's like a family, and we will change it. You can write us, tell us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. We can mold it to your liking, but it's going to be 15 minutes of home, no matter where you are in the world. And we promise to continue doing this Monday through Friday. And we'll make this bigger because we can actually say what we want to say here on the internet. And you can say what you actually want to say.
It's win-win.
C. Berdeau wrote, being an ex-Haligonian now living in southern New Brunswick, I was happy to stumble upon your podcast a few weeks ago. Was worried about treats that he's feeding his dog following the podcast.
Yeah.
And goes on to say, we were giving him Chewmaster's chicken jerky or chicken strips from Costco.
Oh.
I believe those are the ones you were talking about being from China.
Mm-hmm.
Those are exactly the ones that we were talking about. Exactly the ones that they talked about on Marketplace on CBC television. Exactly the ones that put our Dexter into intensive care. And I might add, exactly the ones that Costco is still selling to this day.
Yep.
I was hoping to see if there was any safer alternatives, as he really loved those. Honestly, I'm kind of worried now about replacing them with something worse. You know what? Rodney Habib, who was our guest on the show, his store is called Planet Paws.
Mm-hmm.
He has a terrific website there as well.
Yeah, and where you live in southern New Brunswick now, check out Planet Paws on their Facebook page, because then you can ask specific questions about specific products.
I think that there's a product that actually comes from New Brunswick, locally sourced and fresh food.
Really?
I do believe.
Okay.
I might be wrong there, but yeah, definitely check it out. Rodney at Planet Paws would definitely know the answer to that. That's all the time we have for the email bag and the Halifax Daily News for this week. Have a great weekend. We'll be back again on Monday.
Until then.